In the still of the night, in the fall, it's high school football. And here it is, year 24 for the Coaches Show. I'm Gary Lee, and it's always a special time of year, this week one, as we get to visit with coaches from around the SCA, the Ozark Conference, and, you know, we even dip down into Arkansas. But joining me, first-year head coach for the West Plains Zizzers, no stranger to this part of the world, though, Joel Wyatt. Hey, Coach, thanks for coming by.
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
It is going fantastic. And, well, all the summer preseason workouts, weightlifting, and, you know, all that is done. Now it's time to strap it on and get it done. So you had your jamboree at Camdenton, and tell us your take on that.
Well, I thought offensively we played well. Aiden Simpson really threw the ball well. He was accurate, spread the ball around. Heston and Watson and Jesse and Briggs all contributed there in the passing game. I thought our line protected well. We probably didn't run the ball as much as, you know, as I've done in the past. But, again, we played to our strengths. And, again, I was impressed offensively. Defensively, you know, I thought we struggled a little bit. You know, Coach Dixon, our DC, he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, we had a little bit of issues getting lined up right. Thought our tackling could have been a little bit better. But, you know, overall, we come out of there healthy, and you know, that's always a positive. And I thought we played with enthusiasm early on, so you know, we got our young kids some reps as well. So overall, I was pleased with it.
Well, and you know, leading after the jamboree, you kind of, it gives you coaches probably a really good queue of things to work on and prepare for, but how did this week's practice go leading up to tonight's week one?
We've had a really good week. It's been a long week, I know that. You know, we've really put some time in, and you know, our defense, I think it was a little eye-opening last week for them. So you know, Coach Dixon has got them fired up and motivated. You know, we're facing a different scheme than probably what we're used to. But it's been a really good prep, and we're excited to play.
Well, now, you know, we had talked earlier, and you know, two-way players. Is it a point of emphasis for you and your coaching staff to develop more depth?
Sure, especially at class four. You know, I'm used to having two-way players, class two and class three. So, you know, that's kind of the norm. But at class four, you know, we don't want to get in that habit of having a lot of two-way starters. But that's the situation we're in right now.
Yeah.
And it's even a little worse now with, you know, with Woody Rogers out and Carter McCracken. So, you know, we're having to have some guys even get into that same boat of playing both sides of the ball. So, yeah, it's – and week one is always, you know, a struggle in dealing with the heat. You know, it's a good thing for our four-minute breaks there with the officials. But yeah, it's not an ideal situation at this level for the simple fact your opponents aren't going to do that in the Ozark Conference. But that's why we got to be in shape.
Well, week one opponent is the Bolivar Liberators, and you know, Bolivar's got a very strong, rich history of high school football, and they're usually always, and I know a little more about Bolivar than some of the other Ozark Conference teams just because of recent history, but they're always going to be pretty physical. I mean, you know, there's some teams that historically are not really year in year out a physical team, but Bolivar is one that you can just pretty much take that to the bank. They're going to be physical.
Yeah, I'm going back about 15 years when Ari and I played them for a 2-year run at Mountain Grove, and they were huge.
Yes,
I mean, all across the board they were 300 pounds and not sloppy, and you know, they were the 6'3", 6'4", version. But, again, being out of the area, I'm kind of out of the loop here on what they've been. I just know that, like you said, with tradition going all the way back to Coach Potts and then Coach Roten and then Coach Glenn Johnson, the current coach, has had them going recently as well. So, you know, Bolivar, I think, is a football town. And, you know, you got SBU right there. So it's a football community. And, you know, I don't think they're as big as they've been in the past on the offensive line. And I know on the defensive line they're not as big as they've been in the past as well. But still, it's, you know, you're going to get some physical kids just because of the tradition and the style they play right now, which is the flex bone.
Yeah, and you know, in tonight's contest, there's of course spreading the ball around and having multiple offensive players be an impact. But are there some players that you really hope to see step up and just take over, you know, a series or you know, are there players that you're really looking forward to make big things happen?
Well, we've got our core group there that we expect them to make plays, and Heston Miller and Watson Hafer and you know, Jesse Hudson. You know, he was strictly a defensive guy last year, but he's going to be he's going to be a both sides of the ball playmaker. Briggs Houston, a big 6'6" target, and you know, Aiden Simpson. You know, he's got some big shoes to fill in Kinslow. You know, we're more than pleased with the work he's put in and the work he's done. So, you know, I think if, you know, people are thinking, man, Kinslow's out of there, and they may not have heard of Aiden Simpson. Man, he's a really good quarterback. He doesn't have the athleticism of Kinslow, because not many do. Right. And that guy was special. But, you know, we're excited about those guys. And then Lucas Conyers are going to be – he's going to be asked to carry the ball some tonight with Carter out. And you know, Heston being a two-way player, and he's going to get his touches. So Lucas has got to be ready to go to get his.
You know, it, what's so much fun about – and, you know, this is your 30th year, 31st or
30th?
30th. You know, I mean, all the players and how – some things are the same as far as the X's and O's, but how certain plays and offensive schemes just fit players, you know? And do you kind of have a philosophy that, you know, you have a system, this is what I do, but is it, do you kind of critique it to fit individual personalities and players?
Sure, you've got to, and that's coaching. You know, you can't say, well, this is what I run, so by God, this is what we're running.
Right.
And you know, you've gotta have your core values as far as your offensive style and your base runs no matter what. And then you tweak it to fit around your players. You know, it'd be no difference in basketball. If you're a run and gun, get it up and down, and then you've got 2 6'10" players, well, you better change a little bit. So, you know, we've obviously had a few changes as far as you know, what we're doing, maybe throwing the ball a little bit more than I've done in the past, but again, that's playing to the player's strengths.
Absolutely. And you know, it's Ozark Conference now at Kennett, where, you know, you left Kennett. You came to Willow, and now you're at West Plains. But Kennett was a Class 3?
Class 3,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's people don't understand the difference, you know, when coaching Classes 1, Class 2, and 3. There is really a huge jump in Class 4. I mean, that's big boys from 4 on up.
Yeah, it really is. You know, not only with the – With the enrollment, but usually, you know, the size of the towns you're playing in, you know, everybody's got turf, you know, there's some money put into the program, and so yeah, it is a big jump when you go from Class 3 to Class 4. You're gonna have a bigger roster, you're gonna have more kids playing, You're not going to have as many two-way starters like we just hit upon a few minutes ago. So it is a big jump.
And hopefully tonight, it's week one. It's a home game, folks. Game's going to be broadcast over on our sister station, Hot Country KDY, which is 102.5, and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. But we need to, you know, and Coach Wyatt, you know this, because the bigger the crowd, the louder, the more obnoxious, the rabid fans, it really is that 11th or that 12th man, isn't it?
Sure. You know, they were out there testing the scoreboard and the sound system the other day at practice, and playing the Jaws theme that they do, that I've been told they do for the kickoff team. So they were firing the cannons a little bit. So I'm excited about that because, you know, that's going to be a little bit new for me.
Well, here we are again, Coach Wyatt of the West Plains Zizzers. Any folks out there you would like to thank for this week one preparation, or, you know, folks that just went up above and beyond to help the Zizzer football program?
Yeah, sure. You know, we go back to our auction. I don't know if I'd spoken to you last time I was here, if we had had that yet.
No, hadn't had it yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, we just raised a tremendous amount of money, and our quarterback club there, they just do an outstanding job, and man, it's just, it's unbelievable the things that they do. They go above and beyond, and basically just helping these kids and the coaches. And you know, they're having a breakfast today, which they do every Friday, so they get a little red carpet treatment there in the morning, and then they have a prayer there at the 50-yard line, and then pregame tonight is going to be on Andy and Sonia Stauffer. So, you know, they're grilling burgers for the guys. It's Will's 16th birthday, I believe. So happy birthday, Will. He's starting DB for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Stauffers have us this week, and every week, hopefully somebody else steps up. And, you know, we've got a really good thing going right here, and the quarterback club is a big part of it.
Right on. Folks, tonight, the West Plains Zizzers and the Bolivar Liberators at West Plains. Come and get you some of that. And again, it'll be live on OzarkRadioNews.com and, of course, the broadcast on Hot Country KDY. Coach Wyatt, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.